It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. We head to FHN. It's the Dial-A-Doc program here today, brought to you by FHN. And today on the Dial-A-Doc program, we're joined by the Financial Resource Coordinator, Misty Potts, is back with us again. Hey, Misty, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for joining me. I know your role at FHN is to help people figure out their bills. What kind of explain what you do there at FHN?
Sure thing. So my role as the Financial Resource Coordinator is to assist our patients with setting up any type of payment plan and also screen and see if they qualify for any of our financial assistance programs. Also, as the certified application counselor through the marketplace, I am also able to assist our patients and enroll them with medical coverage through both Medicaid and the marketplace.
All right. Now, it is. This is very important now today. We're talking about the open enrollment period for coverage on the Affordable Care Act, which many people refer to as Obamacare. It's still in effect. It is still, and now the enrollment period is open right now. Tell us how this is being handled this year, and are there any differences?
Okay, sure. There's not too many changes from last year. So this year, the open enrollment does still have the same insurance options as last year. Both Blue Cross and Quartz are plans that are being offered for our area. And again, also the open enrollment period is from November 1st through December 15th. And you must be enrolled in to be eligible for the January 1st effective date.
All right. So you're talking about December 15 is the big date. That's the last date. How does this work now with HMOs in Illinois?
Currently, Quartz is the HMO plan offered through the marketplace. How an HMO works is that the members must pick a primary care physician who is within the HMO network of physicians. That doctor must refer you to any type of specialty physician and or facilities who are also in that HMO network. And basically, essentially, the primary care physician will coordinate all of your healthcare needs.
We're talking to Misty Potts, Financial Resource Coordinator for FHN. And again, a reminder, the open enrollment period for coverage under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, the open enrollment period continues now. It's open now, continues till December 15. I know that this was the this first year that that FHN patients have a second option. They have the Blue Cross Blue Shield option, but of course, you mentioned it, Quartz. Tell us how this is working, and tell us how this the coverage compares, and what you've been finding out with the two alternatives available for the FHN patients.
Sure. The Quartz is offered through the marketplace. This is actually the second year now that it will be offered. And again, it is an HMO product, but it's an affiliate of UW Health. So the coverage between Quartz and Blue Cross are different due to the fact that the Quartz is the HMO product and Blue Cross is the PPO product. So the HMO will provide patients access to doctors and treatments within a network, when a PPO will offer a greater flexibility with that.
Are there certain types of patients, but maybe one of the two plans is better for? Have you found that out in terms of a trend?
Usually what I will advise to our patients is that before you select a health plan for you and your family, to make sure that you know the differences between the HMOs versus a PPO. Both of them are qualifying and they will provide health care. But however, typically a PPO offers a broad network of physicians and hospitals, and they do not require a referral from a primary care physician. And then the HMO, in comparison, has a smaller physician network with a specific region. And so with that HMO, you typically must treat within its network, and you are required to get a primary care physician's referral to any type of specialty.
Misty, of course, everybody's concerned about. What about the premiums? Where are we at on premiums this year?
Actually, the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans have shown a slight decrease for our area. So, however, what we definitely still like to stress is that when you apply for the coverage, you will find out if you qualify for a premium tax credit. And that premium tax credit is what lowers your premium. and that amount is based on the estimated household income for 2020.
So then the issue is that maybe the premiums that you first see may be not exactly what you have to pay, because you may get an additional tax credit or a premium credit based upon your income, right?
Correct. Yep. They do offer subsidiaries, and I definitely recommend that you see if you qualify.
All right. What about people signing up? It's difficult. It's complicated. Can you help and tell us how that works?
Oh, absolutely. So anyone who would like assistance with their enrollment or have any questions at all, please contact our customer service. And that phone number is 815-599-7950.
What about people, what if they are going to come in for an appointment with you to go over this, what do they have to bring with them in order to be signed up?
Okay, for our new enrollees, they are required to provide the estimated income for all of the household members. Currently this year, the marketplace is using an income number called the modified adjusted income. So that figure is used to determine the eligibility for any of the subsidiaries and the premium tax credits. So definitely we would need the household size with the Social Security numbers, and then that estimated income for 2020. And then for our re-enrollees, they just need to make sure that they bring along their last year's, prior year's login and password information.
Is there something that people more often than not forget that's really important in the sign-up process that they should bring?
Definitely estimating the income. And what I like to advise and recommend is they bring in the prior year's taxes, then we can at least try to get the best guest estimate for the next year for the 2020.
Where's your office, and how long should people plan on having an appointment with you? How long would it take to get signed up?
My office is actually located right in the hospital. And usually for a new enrollee appointment, I would say at least allow up to 2 hours. And for our re-enrollees, I would allow up to an hour.
And how can people find out more about what we talked about today? And, of course, the window, the Affordable Care Act, the open enrollment period, and all that information. How could people find out more?
Absolutely, by going out to our website. That is www.fhn.org. Or you're also able to go out to the marketplace at www.healthcare.gov. And you can also contact the customer service at 815-599-7950 with any questions, or if you are interested to schedule an appointment.
All right, Misty, the big date, that's December 15. That's the expiration of the enrollment period. And you advise people, don't wait till the final day, right? That makes it just hard on everybody.
Correct. Yeah, the sooner you can get it in and over with, definitely.
All right, good. And how are the sign-up numbers coming in? Are they coming in about even to last year?
Yes, and to last year, definitely comparable.
All right, very good. Can't believe it's a year already, Misty, but great to talk to you. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Misty Potts here today. She's the Financial Resource Coordinator at FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, brought to you this morning, the preceding this morning, brought to you today by FHN.